Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got Sheriff Nathan Johnson from Real County, Texas. Real County is located directly west of San Antonio. Not quite on the border, but close enough. And I wanted to get him on because he is one of the many sheriffs that has been dealing with the issue of the open border for the past 4 years. Wanted to get his opinion of what he has seen and what he expects now with the new administration. Sheriff, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. It's great to be with you, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak to the folks about what's going on in Real County.
Tell us, what have the past 4 years been for you since you're both close to the border but not really on the border? What have you seen? What has been happening in your area?
Well, you know, Real County is a very rural, rugged, and beautiful area. It's not on the main drag if you're trying to move inland from the border. It's not on a main interstate or anything like that. And so for many years, we had, you know, some level of human trafficking, smuggling, narcotic smuggling, weapon smuggling, things like that. But because we are geographically situated in an area that wasn't basically effective and efficient for the cartel to move their products, we weren't as affected by it. It was minimal. 4 years ago, that began to change, and change dramatically. Pressure by other sheriffs and, you know, DPS and the governor's Lone Star program started putting pressure on the main avenues for them to get inland. They began to, I guess, seek out alternatives, and Real County became one of those alternative routes up from Kinney County, which is kind of the epicenter and has been for some time. And that dramatically affected our little community that has limited resources. And we went from, you know, maybe a couple of smuggling oriented events a year to, you know, a daily, weekly, monthly experience that dramatically diminished our ability and resources to take care of our people in the county on an everyday events, you know, because our burglars, our dopers, our thieves, our wife beaters, our drunks, all those criminals didn't take a vacation just because we got an onslaught of a new type of criminal, which is the human smuggler. And so almost half of our inmates during the last 4 years have been smuggler oriented. So our county's having to pay housing, transportation, court costs, you know, all of those things has almost doubled, directly responsible, directly associated with this open border policy. Half of our felony docket is smuggling oriented. These events didn't even occur in any significant way prior to the Biden administration, you know, dramatically changing how people are coming into our country and basically running over Real County on their way inland. So as far as the past 4 years, it's been extremely difficult, extremely taxing on our small agencies, and very costly to our county. In response to the second part of your question, going forward, with Tom Holman, who I have personally met and spoken with, and some of the other people, Brandon, these ideas of going back to the original Trump policies, and maybe even honing those policies to be, you know, a more definitive buttress to this onslaught, because now they have the experience of having 4 years of having done it, and also 4 years of what we absolutely know doesn't work. So I think they're going to hone their federal policies to really put the brakes on this. I think President Trump's, you know, already reaching out with his, you know, new president in Mexico and Justin Trudeau in Canada, and we've already started to see those policies and the ideas behind those policies bring pressure. So I look forward to this being greatly diminished and having our community safe again from, you know, high-speed car chases, burglaries that are absolutely smuggling oriented. They're not coming there to take, you know, food, but they're coming through for shelter, and a lot of times they do a lot of criminal mischief because these aren't the old kind of illegal aliens that you would come up here and work and go back home. This is a whole different brand of people, and they can be extremely destructive, even if they're just passing through.
Let me ask you about, you mentioned about the cost to your county. Your county doesn't have very many people in it. It's a rural county.
Right.
Consequently, I would imagine your tax base is small. How much, I mean, how quickly has this crisis depleted your finances in the county?
It's been very difficult. You know, when you go from, you know, when you double the amount of people you're keeping in custody and you double the amount of people you are bringing to court, you know, transporting them, having officers escort them here and there, you double the amount of the court costs of processing these people and prosecuting them, you know, that's a significant, because our tax base didn't double, my budget didn't double, so we've had to sacrifice other things. You know, for instance, you know, a lot of our vehicles are older vehicles. You know, we don't have the money to go out and buy a $65,000-$70,000 patrol unit because that money is going to meet these other costs. And in addition, you have, you know, officers who are trying to do what they can, you know, to make ends meet, but don't have overtime and other things.
Wow, that really must be very, very, must have been very, very taxing. Now, one other question. I think I recall a situation where there was a long, lengthy car chase that started in Brackettville and ended in your county. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
There have been several, you know, there have been several instances where car chases have started in other counties. And, you know, even those sheriffs, you know, Kinney County, Uvalde County, Valverde County, Edwards County, their officers are stretched thin too. And so it's not like when you an officer observes a traffic violation and is gets into a pursuit, and then it turns into a, you know, almost always a border smuggling type event. You know, a lot of times we're out there by ourselves. Our closest backup is 10 or 15 miles away. So these chases oftentimes go through multiple counties before we can get enough help assembled to either, you know, have to spike the vehicle or to bring the vehicle to a stop, or in many times the vehicles crash and wreck out because mechanical failures, or in our case our topography is so rugged that there's a lot of twists and turns and mountain canyons, and you know, a lot of times we have vehicular crashes because operating a vehicle at high speed in that environment is just simply unsafe.
Wow.
for the smugglers as well as the officers.
Wow.
So yes, we've had many chases. And I give an example, Kinney County, which is, you know, an epicenter of smuggling events, has a rural route road, a farm to market road, called 334, or numbered 334, and that's a high density smuggling road. And if they get to it, at all times a deputy will be patrolling that road and observe a smuggling vehicle and try to make a traffic stop. The smuggler may not stop, and then and a pursuit ensues. Now, they could go up and turn and go into Uvalde County, or they could come through us and stay going over the mountain towards Lakey and trying to get to San Antonio that way, or they can turn up and go towards Edwards County. And they've done all of them. I mean, every combination you can possibly think of, they've done it.
Wow. Sheriff, we're going to let you go, but I want to thank you personally for risking your lives, you and your deputies, to protect the border and to protect our safety, because you're the front lines there. So I really, really want to thank you publicly for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I would just let your listeners know that we appreciate and covet their prayers and support as we try to take a stand for what we believe is right and for what our country needs and to keep our communities safe. We just always appreciate their prayers.
Well, it looks like the cavalry is finally coming, so hang in there. Once again, yes. My friends, we've been talking with Sheriff Nathan Johnson from Real County, Texas. Sheriff, be safe, and our prayers are with you and the deputies.
Thank you so much.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.